InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, August the 1st, 2018. I'm David Knight. We have had Tommy Robinson freed on bail after the court, appeals court, has overturned the kangaroo court, get this guy in here, and within hours of him being arrested for doing reporting, they've got him sentenced to 13 months in jail, and then they put a gag order on the press. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on in North Korea, and we've got a lot of news about plastic printable guns. This seems to have the new, be the new poster child of the gun control people. But what you really need to be paying attention to are the red flag laws that have been enacted in Florida. That really is the red flag for gun control folks. While they keep you focused on this phony issue of the plastic printable guns, which, by the way, is an important issue. It's an important constitutional issue because it involves both the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And the left has proven itself now recently to hate the First Amendment even more so than the Second Amendment. The Antifa people, the Anti-FA, Anti-First Amendment people, and their Democrat cronies are the ones out there who are trying to shut everything down. So we're going to talk a lot about what's going on in gun control, because the real issue, the real red flag, is not this plastic gun stuff. It isn't ghost guns getting on the airplanes. And we'll talk about what this is all really about. And we're going to talk about Tommy Robinson. As a matter of fact, let's talk about Tommy Robinson right now, because one of the things that I find is most interesting about this, as I read the report from The Guardian, that he's been freed on bail after the court quashes his conviction. They talk about how all this went down and what they're going to do. The judge said it was unclear what conduct was said to comprise a breach of that order. And the appellant was sentenced on the basis of conduct which fell outside the scope of that order. He also criticized them for rushing to judgment. The appellate judge said that the finding of this, he'd been found conviction in Canterbury, but this is the one that happened in Leeds, where he's reporting outside of the courthouse. And they immediately rush him off to a kangaroo court proceeding, shut down the media, and put him in jail for 13 months. And people have been protesting by the tens of thousands regularly there. We've had the Trump administration quietly make some representations to them. We've been talking about it quite a bit here at InfoWars. But the judge said that the court should not have proceeded immediately, but waited to hear. Otherwise, this case on a fully informed basis. They might should have had a fully informed jury as well. Yeah, no jury. Not going to take their time to hear the evidence. Just run him in and take him off to court and shut up about the press. And that's the thing that I find most interesting about this. The fact that The Guardian, would talk about all these different things. His lawyer argued that there were procedural deficiencies and so forth, that it had given rise to prejudice, you think? But not talk about the fact that there was a gag order on the press for days. And as that became an international story, because the local press, The Guardian, wouldn't talk about it, of course. BBC wasn't going to talk about it. After about 3 or 4 days of international criticism, the judge finally realized, I think, that, wait a minute, the BBC is going to be on my side. The Guardian will be on my side. Let me lift that gag order. And sure enough, when they did, they were on the judge's side. Said, this guy's a criminal. He deserves to be in jail. Blah, blah, blah. And so they made the case for the judge. But now this appeals judge has done the right thing. He is now free on bail. And we will see what happens as we move forward. But the disgusting thing to me is that The Guardian still will not make any statement about the fact that this judge, this prejudiced judge with the kangaroo court, put a gag order on them. The servile media, the servile mainstream media. And Guardian is not even part of necessarily the inner core like the BBC. the New York Times and the Washington Post. They're just one step out, but they're just as servile.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, the first day of August 2018. As I said at the top of the hour, Tommy Robinson has now been freed on bail. An appeals court has quashed the conviction, saying that this was flawed. That was, they should not have proceeded immediately. They should have done this on a fully informed basis. Pretty harsh words. In other words, this judge rushed to judgment, was prejudiced. They accepted, essentially the argument of Tommy Robinson's lawyer that this judge was prejudiced. Do you think? But I think the biggest story here is the fact that the press will talk about this and not talk about the fact that the judge put a gag order on the press. And they dutifully complied. Say, that's the part. And they're still not talking about the gag order. They're still talking about Tommy Robinson. Now, the judge who has freed him on bail said that there were, his lawyer said there were deficiencies that had given rise to prejudice. But the judge who freed him said it was unclear what conduct was said to have comprised a breach of the previous order, and that the appellant was sentenced on the basis of conduct which fell outside the scope of that order. In other words, as this compliant press that had the gag order put on them, and they dutifully obeyed that, when the judge lifted that gag order, they took the judge aside and they all said, he broke the law. He deserves to be in jail. There's no excuse for him. That's not what this judge says. He says there is no conduct here that fell inside the scope of that previous order. Should not have been jailed for contempt. Should not have had this happen within a couple of hours of the event of just recording outside of a courthouse. If the press had had any guts, they would have defied that order by that judge. They have absolutely no backbone. They have no spine. This is why you need alternative press. It was alternative press that talked about this. The international press that talked about this. The British press just rolled over and died for this judge who wants to shut down free speech. And they still won't talk about this. I looked through the entire article from The Guardian. No mention of shutting down freedom of the press, freedom of speech. And yet the British people did speak out by the tens of thousands. And good for them. They have a spine. There are still some people in Great Britain that are great, but you won't find them in the institutions. You won't even find them in the fringe media of The Guardian, if they are the fringe. I mean, they're pretty much establishment, but they're not, like I said before, they're not inner core like the BBC or the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN. But they are lapdogs nevertheless, and this shows it. So we're glad to see that Tommy Robinson is out. As we're talking about other court issues here, we have, of course, it was Ginsburg who mentioned a couple of days ago on a program on Sunday, she said, while I'm now 85, my senior colleague, Justice John Paul Stevens, stepped down when he was 90, so I think I've got at least 5 more years. Well, I would remind her that her colleague on the court, Scalia, ended his term with a pillow over his head. You know, tomorrow is never promised to anybody, especially people who practice this kind of skullduggery. But I thought it was kind of funny. Is she, I should stay there till I'm 90. There was, of course, it's a satire site, Babylon Bee. But they report this as Ginsburg says, I am mentally fit enough to serve through the end of President Eisenhower's term. I think that was Nancy Pelosi who said that, actually. That's why they had her doing Jeopardy questions to inoculate her against charges of dementia. I'm not criticizing people with dementia, and I have sympathy for Nancy Pelosi on that issue, but not on the fact that she's a Democrat and that she remains in a position for which she is not really capable of serving. But, of course, that's a Democrat's problem. She is a gift that keeps on giving as she does the kinds of things that we want to see Nancy Pelosi continue in leadership for the Democrat Party, not in leadership for the House. We don't want to see her in a majority position. But we want to see Ocasio-Cortez continue to be the rising star and poster child, emphasis on child, of the Democrat Party. I think that's good news for people who like freedom and who do not like the authoritarian designs that these people have on our country. One update here to what happened in North Korea yesterday. I talked about the fact that the boxes of bones, 55 boxes of bones returned, of supposedly the remains of U.S. soldiers. They were wrapped in U.N. flags. That was pretty offensive, I thought. Pretty offensive. But it is an important point because it draws attention to the fact that this was not an American constitutionally declared war. This was the first of our policemen of the world wars, where we go to war because NATO tells us to, or because the UN tells us to. And then, as Leon Panetta was telling Jeff Sessions when Jeff Sessions was a senator and Leon Panetta was the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta arrogantly and defiantly told Sessions, we're not going to ask for your permission in Congress. We don't care what the Constitution says. We don't care what Congress says. We will consult with our partners at the UN and at NATO, and we will do what we decide we're going to do, and we'll inform you eventually. We'll inform you, but we're not going to consult you. And so just keep that in mind when you look at the remains of soldiers being returned wrapped in UN flags, what we were fighting for, what we were fighting for, and how that war was shamefully conducted on the side of the American people. You get in a war, you better make sure that you got a reason to be in that war. You better take it to the American people so they understand that they have a reason to fight and that we're not just being the unpaid mercenaries of some globalist organization. And then once you get in that war, you better fight it to win it, which is not what Truman did. Not what Truman did. It's not what the presidents did in Vietnam either. They didn't fight it to win it. It was an exercise for the military-industrial complex and for globalist organizations. So the other follow-up to this is that as we got these 55 boxes of bones wrapped in a UN flag, we don't even know what country they're from. We don't know who's in those boxes. Only one of the boxes had a dog tag that identified it as a UN soldier. So the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said, we don't know who's in those boxes. They could go to Australia. They have missing people. France has missing people. Americans have. There's a whole lot of us, you know, because we're fighting for the UN. He goes, so this is an international effort to bring closure for those families. Maybe the boxes that don't have a dog tag in them should just go to the United Nations and be buried there, because that's what we did that for. Then, you know, as we're looking at North Korea, we still don't know what's happening there in terms of denuclearization. There's now a lot of talk. First, we heard news. Well, look, they've destroyed this one thing. They were bragging about the fact that they blew up that site that had already had the mountain collapse on it. That was nonsense. As we said from the very beginning, I believe that after that mountain collapsed on their test site, after they blew up the hydrogen bomb last September, that was 100 times bigger than the previous tests that they'd had. It collapsed the mountain in a series of events. I think it was about 100 people that died, another couple hundred people, or 200 people died, another 100 died trying to get them out, or vice versa. I don't recall exactly the numbers, but it was serious. A lot of people died. A lot of people died trying to rescue them because there were subsequent collapses. That whole place was done as a test site. They needed to buy time. What did they do? Almost immediately after their test site collapsed, they started playing nice. They said, we'll come to the Olympics. How about that? We'll be nice guys now in South Korea. We'll come to those Olympics. And then we had this all these talks. I think they're simply buying time. And now it appears that they have other sites that they are working on. They still haven't conducted any more tests or reckless missile flights over Japan, which is a good thing. Oh, we hope that this works out. But I remain very suspicious. I've had Joel Skousen on many times. He remains highly suspicious, far more suspicious than I do. And as we talk about the UN, as we talk about freedom of the press, this story from the New American, UN violently expels and bans a journalist from the UN headquarters. And they did it twice, once on June 22nd, another time on July the 3rd, the day before Independence Day. That video, where they twisted his arm, broke his laptop, has been seen 20,000 times on YouTube. YouTube has got to do a better job of censoring information. We can't know that the UN hates freedom of speech as much as the Democrats. Who would think?
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Straws and plastic guns. What will the Democrats ban next? Hey, I got an idea. Maybe they'll ban the First Amendment. Oh, they've been working on that, too. We'll talk about all this coming up here. We have, of course, information about the dangers of food that are in your food supply. We've had a health alert come out for salads and wraps coming out of Kroger, Trader Joe's, Walgreens. That's about a parasite problem. But we're not going to talk about that kind of health problem. We're going to talk about the word of the future, folks. One word, plastic. Going to give you a graduate education and the dangers of plastic. And there really are some dangers. You know, not with plastic straws, which they will send the police around. The headline on Zero Hedge got it exactly right. Plastic straw ban will be enforced with violence. They will lock you up. They will steal your money. People have been killed for less by police. Once you engage with police, all bets are off. You don't know. You get an argument with them saying, give me a break. You're talking about a plastic straw. Don't talk back to me. That can escalate. You might get killed. Who knows? We'll talk about that in a moment when we talk about firearms here. But, of course, there are some real health concerns with plastic. You know, one of the things that I mentioned the other day about plastic straws, one of the groups that they don't seem to care about are the disabled. The disabled will use straws quite a bit. They like bendy straws. And you're not going to get bendy straws with paper straws. The disabled can't use the plastic sippy cup lids that are being used by Starbucks that have more plastic in them than the plastic straw. So there you go. Go figure. But anyway, it's all based on the silly notion that came up. It was a 9-year-old who just made up a number about plastic waste. It became the poster child for Earth Day this year. They showed floating masses of plastic. And as USA Today had a great editorial from a guy, I forget the guy's name, but his dad used to be in the industry, and he said, let me tell you what's going on with the plastic stuff. This is waste from 4 Asian nations that just typically dump their stuff. It is also fishermen waste from some storms that got washed out to sea, and they're collected together. What you're seeing as the poster child to take the straws and the plastic bags away from people in Western societies, it has nothing to do with Western societies. It's another one of these deals like, oh, we got to shut down all the power plants in America because we've got dirty power plants in China. But the dirty plants in China and in India, we're going to let them make more of those for the next couple of decades. No limitation on them whatsoever. Make as many of those as you want. We're going to start shutting power plants down in America. So we understand what this is all about. It's all about theater, imagery, public relations, and turning you over into something that is not really a problem while they hide the real problem. But let's talk about some real problems, because I mentioned this the other day. The fact that we have so much plastic that we are exposed to in our food, and it is in the lining of cans. But also things like all the plastic water bottles that you drink water out of, or that you put highly corrosive soft drinks in plastic bottles and then drink that. They have things like BPA. And as these other reports were coming out, I said, look, we've been talking about this for the longest time. One of the things they love to troll Alex Jones on is the fact that he talks about how these plastics disrupt your hormones, especially for male children. And yet, Even though we've got the American Pediatric Society finally getting very serious about this. Nobody is taking back all this. They're, hey, turning the frogs gay. You know, we've seen the effects not only of hormone-disrupting plastics, but we've also seen the effects of SSRIs and other pharmaceuticals that continue to accumulate in the water supply because they're not filtered out in the public water supply, just like they don't filter out lead and other things in Michigan and many other places besides Michigan. Those guardians of the public health don't get those SSRIs and other things. So they continue to accumulate, recycle, and you can see the effects in fish and shrimp who are getting belligerent with each other and so forth, just like we see people shooting up schools and so forth. We've talked about this. We talked about mass shootings and the going back to some of the root causes that have to do with the pharmaceutical soup that we all live in, but especially the fish. But we drink that water as well. So we talk about all that stuff. Now they're taking it another level. Stop putting your kids' food in plastic containers as well. It's not just the cans that have a plastic lining that the food sets in for a very long time, but it's even packing your kids' lunches in plastic bags or something. You know, don't put them in aluminum. All these different things. Put them in paper. Put them in a steel container. Put them in a glass container. So forth. So this is the message coming from the pediatricians. They're saying cans, plastic containers, processed meats, just a few of the culprits they singled out as classic carriers of toxins that can get into a child's bloodstream and affect their hormones. Yes. Turning not just the kids, the frogs gay, but messing with everybody's hormones, right? They're just the canaries in the coal mine. Some of these, frogs and fish and shrimp and so forth. We see the effects on them first. They have shorter lifespans, more active metabolism. That's why you put the canary in the coal mine. Things like BPA, which makes plastic heart, nitrates, which make food last longer, have been part of everyday life for decades, and the traces are often so scant that they're generally recognized as safe. They have an acronym for that, generally recognized as safe, GRAS. And if you say that it is GRAS, then it is gratis. You don't have to have any regulation. You don't have to have any warning. They say a new policy statement, however, will be published in the August edition of the Journal of Pediatrics. So they're concerned about the kids because they're exposed to it for the longest time because their bodies are developing very rapidly and so forth. And again, the same reason that we see this happen with frogs and with fish and with animals and with canaries first, that happens with developing children first as well. So the pediatricians are worried about this. They're now warning that we have significant evidence about dangers of even tiny amounts of these toxins, and yet the parents remain blasé about the risks. You know, quite frankly, I don't want to see stuff banned. Because just like with the plastic straws, even if you believe that's a problem, I don't believe that's a problem with waste. Again, it's a made-up number by a 9-year-old kid that the environmental prostitutes took and ran this thing through. When you look at a situation like this, instead of banning something, inform people about it. Inform people about it. And if they choose not to take an interest in their health, we can't do anything about it. You know, unfortunately, when people get addicted to stuff, the drunk who is laying in the gutter is performing a public service to some degree because he is a warning to other people. And there's always going to be a certain percentage of people in every society that you can take away the alcohol, you can take away the heroin, the cocaine, whatever. They'll turn to airplane glue, or they'll manufacture meth in their home or whatever. There's a certain number of people who just are going to do anything, and they don't care what you tell them. They're going to destroy their lives. And why destroy the Bill of Rights? Why destroy our justice system? Why have us lock up more people in history than any other country in history? And I'm talking about not just in terms of percentage of population, but in absolute numbers. We've locked up more people than Stalin's Russia, than Mao's China, over a war on drugs. Anyway, we're going to talk about firearms and plastics when we come back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
We don't need guns. Government will protect us, right? Except the same people who tell you that don't want the government protecting our kids in school. Now, they let the police protect CBS and Les Moonves. They've got armed protection there. Of that institution, there's been one of the groups taking the lead and telling us that we don't want any cops that are protecting schools. We don't want to have guns to protect ourselves. And, of course, that's a big part of the issue. You know, honest cops will tell you, because they know, they all know, the honest cops will tell you, like Sheriff Clark, David Clark will tell you, they can't be everywhere. They can't be everywhere. So you need to, he told the people where he was sheriff, Sheriff Clark said, we can't be there right away. It's impossible for us to be everywhere all at once. We're not your bodyguards. Can't be. And so you get a gun and you learn how to protect yourself responsibly. You train on how to protect yourself. Call us. We'll get there as soon as we can and we'll try to find these people. But you have, you have to be able to protect yourself. So get a gun, learn how to use it, said Sheriff Clark. But bad training and bad policies can make the cops themselves a problem. Take a look at some of these instances that have come up here. And then we're going to take a look at the state of gun control. It's not about plastic guns. We're going to tell you what's going on with plastic guns and 3D printed guns and so forth. But they are talking about the 3D printed guns as being some new threat. First of all, it's not a threat and it's not new. And they don't want you to see what the real threat, what the real red flag to our ability to protect ourselves really is. But let's take a look at what happens when there's bad training and bad policy for the police. Here's a story from Free Thought Project. After armed homeowner defends a family from a home invader, the cops show up and kill him. This is in Aurora, Colorado, when an armed intruder broke into a family's home early Monday morning. He reportedly began harming a juvenile inside. The homeowner did what he was supposed to do. He armed himself. He called 911. He defended his home, and he was successful. However, after he had successfully fended off the home invader by killing him, police then showed up and killed the innocent homeowner. Police say they heard gunshots inside the home. When they ran inside, they found an armed man. The armed man was the homeowner. They killed him. There were no reports from officers claiming that the homeowner opened fire or that he even raised the gun toward the officers. Also, none of the officers were hurt during the incident. See, this takes us back to the debate that's being had across this country. Not about black versus white. I don't know if this homeowner was black or white. That is beside the point, folks. That is what they want you to focus on so you don't focus on the bad training and the bad policies of our police. We have had pushed from the federal government a shoot first curriculum on officers. I reported as we saw that homeless man who happened to be white shot outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico by the police. And we all saw that viral video. Today, if you put that viral video around, they would shut down your YouTube channel. They would shut down Facebook. They don't want you seeing that. It was a disturbing video, but you needed to be able to see that video, even though it was disturbing. But it was a situation where they used excessive force. And in Albuquerque, shortly after that, at the State Police Academy, there was an instructor there who had taught for decades. And he said, I'm not teaching this new curriculum. It is a shoot first curriculum. And that is not the way that we've been doing business. I don't want to change the police to act that way. And so he resigned rather than teach the curriculum. And we have a standard now of fear. If they're afraid because they hear gunshots, they just come in shooting anybody, right? It isn't whether there is a reasonable threat. And as places in LA and other places have talked about, we need to change the standard from fear to a reasonable threat. The police officers associations have pushed back against that, said, nope, don't change that. If we're afraid of something, we need to be able to kill anybody in sight without any questions. Don't question us. You weren't there. I just have to be afraid. Well, just go back and take a look at Barney Fife. Do you really want police officers like Barney Fife who have a license to kill? Do you want a combination of, you know, want to give a 00 license, like a 007 license to Barney Fife? I don't think so. I don't think so. We don't need to have the police conducting business that way. And we need to have that discussion instead of the phony one that Colin Kaepernick has created. And again, it's a, even that takes another level of phoniness where they go out and kick the flag. They attack, they kick the cat, they attack the flag, they attack veterans and so forth rather than attacking the issue. They don't want to attack the issue. They want to make it one about white versus black, about football players versus military veterans and so forth. But anyway, going back to the story, after cleaning up the scene, the police found the intruder dead on the bathroom floor. They explained that the officers also found a child in the residence who had been seriously injured by the intruder. The child was taken to the hospital for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Sadly, as Free Thought Project points out, this is not the only homeowner to have this happen. This is not an isolated, unusual event. This happens frequently. They reported another story earlier this year. dash cam footage captured the scene as Charleston County Sheriff's Department arrived at the home of a 26-year-old who had called 911 after he had just been the victim of a home invasion. He had fended off the two intruders who were threatening his home and his life, only to be critically shot and paralyzed by those who he had called for help. And they don't have the incident here of the, again, we won't talk about this as black versus white. Remember that we had a black Somali cop, I think it was in Minnesota, somewhere, I think it was in Minnesota. There was a white Australian woman who had called 911. They'd heard gunshots. And this black cop, a Somalian, shows up and shoots the white woman inside the car because he was spooked. He heard sounds, heard gunfire. And so he shot her in the car. See, because fear is the standard. Fear is the standard, not reasonable threat. As I point out, nothing was done to the guys that showed up and paralyzed the individual who called 911. Nothing will be done probably to these cops in Aurora, Colorado. Here's another one. Cop opens fire near busy family park, kills unarmed man for walking towards him. This is also from Free Thought Project. This just happened. A disturbing video was posted on Facebook that shows a police officer opening fire and shooting multiple rounds at a man who appears to be walking slowly toward him on the side of the street near an amusement park. It should be noted that when the man is walking toward the officer, he's walking at a normal rate. His arms are swinging back and forth. He doesn't appear to reach for anything in his pocket. It doesn't appear that he was armed. It doesn't appear he was trying to harm the officer. He was away from the officer. The officer gives only seconds from the time he yells for the man to get on the ground until the time he opens fire and shoots five rounds. The video shows the man attempting to put his hands up before his body collapses on the ground as he is hit by bullets. See, you don't want to let them redirect you away from the problem. That particular incident, I think the man was black. There are more white people killed than black people. There's a higher percentage of black people that are killed than white people. Let's fix the problem instead of focusing on the color of the skin. That's not the issue. It's the policies and it's the training. Here's one. A guy in Texas here, Houston, and this happened just a couple of days ago. Robber holds a gun to the wife's head. The Texas homeowner shoots him. Southeast Houston. Woman drove in the driveway of her home about 10:30 at night to be accosted by two robbers who stole her purse. One of the men held a gun to the woman's head, tried to force her inside the home. The Texas homeowner retrieved his weapon and shot the man, who was at that point holding his wife at gunpoint. This guy's name is not William Tell, but it's a similar type of thing. I mean, great shot. This, folks, is what gun control should be about. About marksmanship. This guy's got a gun to his wife's head. This is not going to go down well. If you're going to put down your gun, he may rape her, kill you. He took him out. The homeowner and his wife were not harmed. Same thing did not happen in L.A. There, they had a situation. A guy had a woman, both of them homeless, had her by the, grabbed her, had a knife up to her throat. The police tried to shoot him, killed both of them. Shot 20 rounds, though, because they were afraid. Shot 20 rounds. I mean, I'm not second-guessing what they did. They should have been better trained with marksmanship. They shouldn't have fired as many weapons, but it's about marksmanship.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk some more about real gun control. As I said just before we went to break, we had an unfortunate couple of stories, one that happened a couple of days ago in Houston. Some guys assaulted a man's wife as she got out of her car at 10:30 at night in the driveway, put a gun to her head, took her purse. They're taking her in the house. Husband sees it. He grabs his gun and shoots the guy with the gun and kills him without harming his wife. Again, gun control. Being able to hit what you're pointing at, which is not what the L.A. police did. They just had a situation, a hostage situation, very dangerous situation. Certainly warranted for them to try, but they fired 20 shots, and killed both the man who had the woman hostage and the woman who was the hostage. It's the first time that's happened in 13 years that they have killed a hostage. But again, it's about control, it's about training, it's about policies, the way the police are reacting. You know, the actor, we've got Mission Impossible, very big opening this last weekend. The guy who plays Luther, his name is Ving Rhames. He's a black man. He says he's had situations where, in the afternoon, he said, I was at home. Neighbors saw a black man, or somebody saw a black man. I guess the neighbors would know that he was black. But anyway, somebody saw a black man entering the home. So they called the police. The police showed up. Fortunately, they recognized him because he's a movie star, right? He's a movie star. And They said, anyway, they said, a woman called 911 and said a large black man was breaking into your home. So he came. It's like, yeah, I'm the large black, and this is my home here. Good movie, by the way, if you just want to, you know, an action film, not a great plot, but, I think as Rex Reed said, 2.5 hours of Tom Cruise doing dangerous things. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Good movie to watch, popcorn film. He was in that movie, and you know, so was Alec Baldwin. Spoiler alert here, Alec Baldwin gets stabbed. And as that happened, I turned to my son and I said, twist the knife! anyway, you know, we can all have a little bit of fun with that, right? Will they shut us down for saying that? Bullying and harassing Alec Baldwin? I think he's kind of a bully and a harasser. I think he certainly has worn out his welcome with that tiresome impersonation of President Trump on Saturday Night Live. I'll never see him again. It'll be too soon. I was like, not Alec Baldwin. And he showed up in the movie. It's like, I go to one movie a year and this is what I see. Alec Baldwin? Give me a break. Anyway, before we get back to the gun news, I want to tell you about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And as a matter of fact, it's not just the specials, but I'm going to give you a special that is unique to this program as well. So we have Winter Sun and Secret 12, both of those 40% off. Winter Sun, of course, is our vitamin D formulation. Vitamin D is so essential to your health. Look it up. And this is a great source of vitamin D. Just like we talk about selenium, you know, we say, look, you know that selenium is good for you. We have a non-GMO organic source of selenium. Same thing with Winter Sun. Look it up. Our vitamin D, Winter Sun, 40% off. Our vitamin B12, Secret 12, both of those are liquid 40% off as well. We have our new fish oil products, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Honor Roll. All of those are 25% off individually, or you can get all three of them together for 40% off if you want to try them right now as part of that introductory special. And we have a special just for our listeners, 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. And, of course, this is 100% organic Arabica blend. This is the Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS and you can get 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. You know, there's an article just in the last week talking about how even the smell of coffee, just the smell of coffee, they didn't have to drink the coffee, they just smell it. And the students who are taking a graduate management administration test scored significantly higher on those tests just from smelling the coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee. Use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off of that. And, of course, they were actually even able to do math. Maybe we should send some of this to Ocasio-Cortez so she could do some math. But then we'd have to give her something and make her honest. I don't know if we got anything that does that in our store. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, as we're talking about the gun control issue, as we're talking about how we need to control the police, not just train them better to shoot, but train them when to shoot, how much to shoot, who to shoot, that they can't shoot if they're just afraid, but they have to have a real expectation of fear. Well, it is about gun control. And this is a story that is going to get this woman in a lot of trouble. Daily Mail. A mother is teaching her 7 children to shoot. The youngest one is 5. The oldest one is 16. Why is she doing this? Because the mother was raped 3 times as a teenager. So she is teaching her 7 children to shoot so they won't grow up with a victim mentality. When we take away guns from individuals, we are typically putting the most vulnerable people in our society at the greatest risk. Forget the superhero movies. Forget Wonder Woman. Forget Supergirl and all this other kind of stuff. If you get into a fight, and you are a woman, and the attacker is a man, you are at a physical disadvantage. We may not realize that anymore in America. You may be identifying as a superhero. You may be identifying as Wonder Woman because you've watched too many movies. But the reality is that it is the gun, not your leotards or your cape, that are going to equalize you in a fight like that. It's going to give you an equal chance. They can still sneak attack you or whatever. But if you have a gun, you have equalized that as much as you possibly can against the attacker. And that's why this mother is teaching her children not to be victims. The left is teaching children to be victims. The left is teaching children to beg to have the government take away their guns. Don't even put police in the schools to protect us. Don't give guns to the teachers who will protect their lives as well as their students' lives. Don't train those teachers. Don't vet those teachers. We don't want anything to protect our students in schools. Well, not this mother. I wouldn't be surprised if she's homeschooling as well. Anna Taylor, famous for her concealed carry corsets. You won't see that on the Victoria's Secret runway, I don't think. Maybe you will. I don't know. Concealed carry corsets set up a gun range on her rural Kansas property where the whole family fire high-powered weapons together, says Daily Mail. She's 35 years old, and as I said, her youngest is 5. She's not firing live ammunition, but she's shooting unloaded guns just to get the feel of it, just to understand how they work. She said she and her husband want the family to be situationally aware. See, that's a big part of the training, right? That's what we're talking about with the police. The police need to be situationally aware. They need to understand whether there is a reasonable threat or not. Not just come in afraid with guns blaring. We don't want individuals to act that way. And we don't want our police to act that way either. And we want them to be able to hit what they shoot. Like the Houston homeowner. Not like the LA Police Department. She said, I know that evil exists and I certainly don't live in fear, but it is a reality and I am the first line of defense for my children and my family. I've heard it said, I carry a gun because a cop's too big to fit in my purse. Well, that's true. She said, it is a tremendous responsibility to teach children about guns and you better be willing to take it seriously. But they are coming after our guns, folks. And it is the Republicans as much as it is the Democrats. This red flag law that was pushed by Republicans, by the Republican governor who's now running for Senate. And again, he's not worse than Bill Nelson, the incumbent senator. Scott is not worse, but he's just as bad on this issue, folks. Florida has launched a gun confiscation program, 467 people forced to surrender guns, 467 forced. Now, the way that Fox News reports it, more than 450 people in Florida have been ordered to give up guns, not forced, but ordered to give up. Isn't that nice? It doesn't sound as bad the way Fox News puts it, does it? anyway, this is the risk protection order that was signed by Florida Governor Rick Scott, who's now running and ahead in the Senate race. And again, Bill Nelson just wants to take all the guns. But this is not the way to do it either, because the problem is when a judge determines that somebody is a threat to themselves or to others, they take away the gun. Now, that person who is a threat is still a threat. That person can go out and get a knife. They can get a car. They can get acid. They can get a rope. They can get a club. They can get all kinds of things. They are the threat. You see? It is, it's not the weapon. It's the person. And we need to be locking the crazy people up. Not just Hillary Clinton. There's crazy people on the street besides Hillary Clinton. And this is the real red flag. And the fact that one of these attorneys said that Florida's version of the red flag law has been revealed some important gray areas, like state officials who are targeting citizens with risk protection petitions. Let me tell you the other part of this. When we look at these statistics, you got two counties. Pinellas County, they got a 5-person team that's just going through confiscating guns with risk protection laws. They've gotten 64 people. Another Broward County's got 88. Just between those two counties, they've gotten, they're 3% of the counties, they got 33% of the confiscations.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we're going to break, I quickly put out the statistics to show you how aggressively just two counties in Florida were coming after people to take away guns under the red flag legislation. And folks, this is a red flag for what is coming. It has been pushed by both the Republicans and the NRA. It's like, oh yeah, we want that. This whole idea that we got to get the guns out of the hands of crazy people. Of course we do. But crazy people are still crazy, even if they don't have a gun. And they can get all kinds of weapons. We need to get the crazy people off of the streets. That's the problem. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And they can kill people without guns if they're crazy. But you have these aggressive counties. Pinellas County, out of the 467 people that were forced to give up their guns, we had 64 of them in Pinellas County. They have a dedicated group of five who are a five-person team in the county that is combing through all these orders trying to find people. And they're very productive. They got 64. Broward County got 88. And that's just two counties out of 67 counties in Florida. Those two counties, 3% of the counties, accounted for 33% of the gun confiscation orders. Now, if the rest of the counties were that aggressive in pursuing these orders, if they were that zealous, they would have confiscated 15,000 guns in Florida under this order. Now, I don't have any problem with crazy people not having guns. I have a problem with crazy people still being on the street. And I have a problem with taking people's firearms without giving them due process. That all started when President Trump gave the green lights to this, the conference where he was saying, yeah, you guys, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, you decide what you want to do. I'll back all that stuff. You just take the guns. We'll do the due process later. Maybe. Right? Maybe. That's the big caveat there. You don't take the guns and do the due process later. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about 3D printed guns and what that really means, because that has now become the poster child to make sure that you don't pay attention to this red flag gun control law. And that's the real issue that is very concerning. We just had President Trump come out and urge Jeff Sessions to shut down this Mueller investigation immediately. And he's absolutely right. One of the things we're going to be talking about is how this is persecution, not prosecution, that is being done against Manafort. Do you realize, as Judge Napolitano pointed out, that it was Rod Rosenstein who had investigated Paul Manafort? I think it was 8 years ago, about 10 years ago, let's say, 8 to 10 years ago, he investigated him, chose not to prosecute him for the same charges that Mueller is coming after him for now. Why? Why is that? As Judge Napolitano says, they got some splaining to do. He didn't say that. That was actually Lucy's husband who said that. But that's what he should have said. They're going to have some explaining to do, because the first witness they should call, and he says they're experienced lawyers, the people that Manafort has, the first witness they should call is Rod Rosenstein. Say, why is it that you chose not to investigate these decade-old charges a decade ago when you were looking at this. You said, nah, there's nothing here. And now you think there's something here. But, of course, it was Jeff Sessions who defended Rod Rosenstein. Rosenstein. I keep doing that. You know, it's that young Frankenstein thing. Keep going back to the Gene Wilder thing. Frankenstein, not Frankenstein, whatever. Anyway, Rod Rosenstein was defended by Jeff Sessions as the House was criticizing the fact that they were slow walking, stonewalling, and redacting documents that the House Intelligence Committee has been cleared to see. There is nothing that needs to be redacted by the House Intelligence Committee. Nothing. What are you trying to cover up, Rosenstein? And why would you defend him, Sessions? You're going to spare the rod. You're going to spoil the Department of Justice. And that's what he's doing. He doesn't even know that Peter Strzok still has his clearance. I don't know whether it's Sessions being stupid or dishonest. I don't understand what the problem is. Sessions is the one who needs to go. Now, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we've been talking about, they want to ban plastic straws, but they also want to ban plastic guns. That has now become the poster child. That has now become the threat du jour. You know, every couple of days, I got to come up with something new because we've got the attention of a fruit fly. And so, a lifespan of the fruit fly, practically. But no, we have the attention span of a fruit fly. Sometimes I feel like I've got the lifespan of a fruit fly. But anyway, as we talk about the plastic issues and the fake issues that are being put out here, that's a great way to see it, is how fake this is. The real issue, as I pointed out in the last hour, are the red flag gun laws that the Republican Party and the NRA are rolling over and dying. Complicit in all of this and complacent about what is happening with it. Oh, it's all right. You know, go for the crazy people. Leave us alone. We're sane. Okay. Well, how long is it going to be before they start calling you crazy? They are demonizing people left and right on social media. We're going to talk about that coming up. The anti-social media. They've now got Twitter. Doesn't have a problem with a guy calling Melania Trump a hoe bag and a hooker and so forth. It's just a joke, just like the pedophile jokes from James Gunn. And we're going to talk about that as well, because it looks like now the Guardians of the Pedophiles, these people who are part of the cast of the Guardians of the Galaxy, they've been defending this guy. Now it looks like he's going to be maybe reinstated. Disney's talking to him. And the gossip is that they're going to restate him because he made very good movies and they all made a lot of money. And all these stars who defended what he did also got very famous and made a lot of money. And when you see these people coming out and saying, well, it was just some jokes. Well, first of all, I have a problem with the fact that they had a problem and they did not, they had a problem with what Roseanne Barr said, which was far less offensive than the many, many, many tweets by James Gunn about sexual predation on children and babies. And he didn't do it just once. He did it many times. And they didn't come to the defense of Roseanne Barr. I've seen a lot of articles like RT said, the supervillain that took down Guardians of the Galaxy was political correctness. Well, on Animal Farm, all animals are equal, right? Except some animals are more equal than others. If you are a lefty, if your jokes are about pedophilia, you get a free pass, but not if you're a conservative. And of course, they can make the worst kinds of jokes and comments about conservatives. No problem. I mean, that is what was said about Melania is far more direct and far more bullying and far more vicious than what Roseanne said about, Valerie Jarrett. I always want to say Valerie Plame, but it's Valerie Jarrett. What she said about Valerie Jarrett, even assuming that she knew that Valerie Jarrett was black. And I don't think she knew that Valerie Jarrett was black. What they said about that was, that gets a pass. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about immigration and we're going to talk about Paul Manafort because, it is absolutely amazing what is happening to him. When you put this in context, Tucker Carlson was talking to Alan Dershowitz last night. And I want you to hear what the two of them had to say about that. Plus what Judge Napolitano said about Rod Rosenstein. But let's finish up with the plastic guns. Donald Trump said, I'm looking at the 3D plastic guns being sold to the public. Already spoke to the NRA. Doesn't seem to make much sense. Well, actually, that tweet doesn't make any sense because these 3D plastic guns are not being sold to the public. They're being printed by individuals. Nobody has ever sold plastic guns like this to the public. And all of this freaking out about, look, they're going to take them on the planes. They got ghost guns and everything that we're seeing from a senator, Blumenthal. That is simply a lie. But let's talk about what's going on here. This is a story from MRC TV. They said, let's turn now to the latest development in the race to stop what some fear is the next gun threat, plastic weapons, announced the anchor of NBC, Lester Holt, because that's what MRC TV does. They go back and they look at what the establishment media does, and they deconstruct it. A lot of what I do here as well. So anyway, then let's turn to the latest development, the latest threat. Here it is, the threat of the week, plastic 3D guns. And then that's the way the announcer does it. And then he says, and tonight a federal judge has just blocked a release of blueprints for the guns after several states took legal action to stop the release. Then the NBC reporter comes in, Tom Costello. And he says that the Trump administration would allow 3D printed guns on the street after the Obama administration sued to block it. That's not exactly what's going on here. We'll tell you why. National Review's David French pointed out, yesterday, the Obama administration justified its position to prevent the plaintiffs from posting the files on the grounds that the files would be available for international download and international use. That's why the State Department was involved. They said, you're trying to export weapons. We're the only ones allowed to do that with the gun walking program and the Fast and Furious program. And why were they doing that program? They were doing that program because they wanted to enact the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which would ban the crossing of small arms across. So they wanted to make a case that we've got all these small arms, pistols and rifles that are leaking across the border from America. You know, we are the cesspool that creates all this stuff, and we let it leak everywhere. No, it was the government who was doing that as a false flag operation. They were doing it not only with Obama, but they were also doing it with the Bush administration. The gun walking programs. There were several of them. Fast and Furious was the one that blew up in their face when a federal agent got killed. And by the way, that guy has just been extradited. The guy who killed him has now just been extradited to Mexico. It's another update to that story. But they wanted to make a case to push the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Why would they care about that? Because they wanted to say if our firearms are leaking across the border or walking across the border, then what we have to do is we have to identify each and every one of them in a way and every gun owner so we can track all of these things. So it's a justification for all kinds of control and tracking of gun owners that we'd never had before. And it was being pushed by the United Nations. Now, in this particular case, these 3D files were being put on the web so anybody could pick them up anywhere. So the State Department came in and said, you are exporting these things and we're going to stop this. And so it became a very interesting legal challenge, a First Amendment case saying that you're not going to be allowed to shut down people just showing plans of guns. And they were absolutely right. And it was obvious that they were going to lose in the Fifth Amendment. So they gave up because just as we're going to see with marijuana, when they realize that the crowd is onto the fact that the emperor has no clothes, the emperor immediately leaves the room before people start taking pictures of the emperor without any clothes on. If you understand that this UN war on drugs, this UN war on our ability to defend ourselves is an attack without any teeth, that's a very dangerous thing for them. So they back down on these types of things. They back down when they say, well, we're going to stop you from putting this. Nope, we got a First Amendment. You can't do that. Why was that important? Not only was the Fifth Circuit Court going to say you can't do that, but domestically, which is now what the Democrats are all getting freaked out about and trying to freak you out about it. They're not freaked out about it. They're trying to get you up in arms about it. Something to rally the gun control people when they're really rallying them against the First Amendment. But they hate the First Amendment too. They want to shut everybody down that they disagree with. You can see that in the Antifa, the anti-First Amendment rallies. They get violent with anybody who shows up with a different opinion. They won't argue with anybody. They just shout at you, call you racist, sexist, white, privilege, homophobe, you name it, xenophobe. They call you names, but they won't argue with you. They won't defend their position because they don't have an argument. They just want to silence and censor you. Again, going back to the protests that we showed up at the Planned Parenthood thing. There's people out there who protested all the time. So we went up there one day. We had signs that said it's a black genocide and so forth. We held signs up there. My wife was there along with the InfoWars crew. What happened with the Antifa people, the fascists, the communists? The anti-First Amendment people, they showed up not with signs of their own to defend the practice of killing babies. They showed up with black signs, and they would hold them in front of my wife's sign. She would go down low, they would go low. She'd go high, they'd go high. They wanted to cover up what she had to say. They didn't have anything to say of themselves, and that's the First Amendment issue that is in play here. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, tract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk about the 3D guns now. As I said before, it is an issue of the First Amendment. It is an issue of our freedoms on the Internet, our free speech, and so forth. That's why the State Department got involved in it. Because they said, look, you're exporting guns. Now, they've backed down. Why? Because they're going to lose. This is what the First Circuit Court ruled on the case. They said it's legal for U.S. citizens and will remain legal for U.S. citizens regardless of the outcome of this case. So all of this panic that is being fostered by CNN and the Democrats about plastic guns on the street. And look, it's President Trump who's going wild. He's going to turn us into a plastic version of the Wild West. it's crazy. It's not what is happening. They lost in court, and it doesn't change anything here domestically. As the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, not CNN, not the Democrat politicians, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said these plastic printed 3D guns are legal for U.S. citizens and will remain legal for U.S. citizens regardless of the outcome of this case. What they did was a shutdown, an attempt by the State Department to censor the Internet, to censor our freedom of speech. It's a First Amendment case. But they hate that as well. You know, Trump is not a gun crazy guy. Trump doesn't even understand what's going on with this 3D printed gun thing. You know, he's in there responding to their narrative. I'm looking into this 3D plastic guns being sold to the public. You know, next he's going to be saying being put on the street. That's not what's going on at all. Not at all. But that's what Senator Richard Blumenthal wants you to think is happening. He calls it a new wave of American gun violence coming from 3D printed guns. And again, we reported this going back to about 3 weeks ago, beginning of July, started reporting on this. The fact that there was a settlement with the State Department, this had been going on for 2 years. We talked to Cody Wilson years ago. I'll have to get him on again and talk to him again about what was going on and the principles that he was, very important principles, that he was fighting them legally to make sure that they didn't shut down. So this was a settlement with the State Department that allowed 3D printer files be shared online under protections of the First Amendment. In the past 2 weeks alone, we've had now, since that happened, Senator Schumer saying that 3D printed guns are going to open the door to fully semi-automatic weapons. You understand what he's saying here? He's saying he doesn't know what a gun is. fully semi-assault weapons. How about that? They don't know what an assault weapon is. They don't have a definition for an assault weapon. And they don't know the difference between a semi-automatic weapon and a fully automatic weapon. They just want to scare you. The people who don't know what the purpose of guns are. And then you got Gabby Gifford. and the Brady campaign and Michael Bloomberg and his Every Town for Gun Safety. They filed a motion against the release of these files. They've had a lot of states attorneys general. 20 of them have filed suit, and we'll give you an update on what's happening with that temporary restraining order and so forth. But I want you to focus on what Senator Blumenthal said. He claims that the 3D printed gun files are the end of the TSA keeping Americans safe on airplanes. Folks, with the failure rate of the TSA, if there was any threat at airports or on airplanes, we would have seen massive carnage by now. They fail over 90% of the time. We've had senators kind of say, yeah, was it more than 80% of the time? They well, it's pretty bad. It's maybe even worse than that. Over 90%, yeah, you're getting warm. It's like they're failing 100% of the time nearly. And we have seen this happen. Occasionally, they will pick up somebody, and you'll hear about it because it's a celebrity or something. You get used to carrying a gun. You don't think about it. You don't feel it, just like your wristwatch or something. And so they go to the airport. They forget, oh, I was carrying a gun. Then they get hammered by these people, and it gets in all the papers because, look, this celebrity was carrying a gun, and they got stopped by TSA. Aren't you proud of us? We caught him. That threat. But you have a lot of people who say, oh, I'm freaked out. I just realized that I traveled from this place to that place on an airplane, and I forgot that I had my gun on me. And some of the people who were caught said, yeah, I've forgotten about this before, and I realized after I got to my destination that I went through all the process and I had the gun on me. And we had Jonathan Corbett, who's an engineer, said, look at these body scanners they've got. If you put the gun in a certain place, they don't pick it up. And, and then as part of his lawsuit, he learned in his discovery, and it was accidentally posted by the government. And I'm amazed to this day, every time I talk about this story, that nobody talks about it except Don Salazar, InfoWars, and me. I mean, we put it up on InfoWars. He captured the documents because they posted unredacted documents by mistake on Pacer.gov. The government posted the documents unredacted by mistake on their own site that they put up the lawsuits. And it said, there is no threat against airports or airplanes. That was 2011 as they were threatening to shut down all air travel in Texas because we had the state house here unanimously say, you're not going to put your hands on our kids. Get a search warrant. I said, we're going to shut down all airplanes. And at the same time, internally, they were saying, there's no threat against airplanes. There's no threat against airports. But they're going to shut down all airplanes in Texas because we wouldn't let them put their hands on our kids. So we look at this. What is Blumenthal saying? Well, he's saying it's going to be the end of the TSA keeping Americans safe on airplanes. Well, that's never been the case. He argues such guns are undetectable, and he proves this point. He holds up photos of allegedly undetectable metal AR-15s on the Senate floor. We've had people smuggle metal guns through the under the auspices of the TSA. And then he tweets out, ghost guns are coming to sports stadiums, to any public place. These ghost guns are the new wave of American violence. So be very afraid, be afraid, be very afraid. It's like the trailer for some cheap schlocky horror film. And they keep making these trailers for cheap schlocky horror films, the Democrats do. Meanwhile, we got a Missouri Senate candidate, Austin Peterson. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, by the way. And they're going to have the election next week. He's actually going to be giving away a machine that can print these things. How about that for a contrast? You got a guy here who's trying to scare you about ghost guns. And then you got a Republican candidate, Austin Peterson. Of course, he's run as a libertarian, and he has been under fire from Facebook because he advertised giving away AR-15 rifles earlier in his campaign. And he's going to be in a lot of trouble from these people. He's going to give away one of these things and call it a ghost gunner. Get in their face. Oh, you want to call this a ghost gunner 3D? We'll call it that. We'll put it out there. He said the technology has the potential to send gun control into the ash heap of history. The government's ability to control or ban guns will become obsolete. And so will their ability to control speech. And it needs to be that way. It should be that way. That's why we have the First and Second Amendment. You shall make no law abridging the free exercise of religion or freedom of speech or freedom of the press. And you will not infringe on our ability to protect ourselves. It is an inalienable right that we get from our Creator. And they expressly defended those rights. And so it should be that way. Peterson is one of 11 GOP candidates vying for the nomination. The Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley and Republicans is expected to be the primary front runner, but he says, unlike my primary opponent, Josh Hawley. Austin Peterson says, I support the regulation of firearm accessories. I have absolutely no compromise to offer you on your Second Amendment rights. But the Republican establishment and the NRA is more than willing to compromise your rights. Just get people afraid of ghost guns. It is a plastic villain. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Hey, Welcome back. Let's talk about what's going on in the Trump investigation, and we're going to get into some free speech issues, because it appears that the story that was in the local paper here in Austin about the courtroom battle Alex Jones is involved in over being sued by the Sandy Hook people. And we understand what that's about. They're trying to make that about something that it isn't. It's a false accusation. There were some great quotes from Alex's lawyer that were in this local story. And now it's been picked up by the New York Times, by Fox News, by The Hill, and so forth. The national media has picked up on the story. Of course, Drudge picked up on the local story yesterday. We're going to go back and revisit that in just a moment. But I want to talk a little bit about this investigation with the president. We're also going to get into the League of Pedophiles, the guardians of the pedophiles, if you will, you know, the Hollywood people and so forth. We'll talk about what's happening in the Catholic Church, what's happening in Hollywood, what's happening elsewhere. And there's some very interesting information that has come out, some interesting things with Jeff Sessions, besides his particular affection and loyalty to Rod Rosenstein, the fact that he is out there trying to make himself the poster child for religious liberty. It's like, I don't think that I want him on my side. Not after what he's doing with them. One of the things that Jeff Sessions needs to understand is that you're not going to have the free exercise of religion under the First Amendment if you don't have the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and the Sixth Amendment. You don't give people their rights to due process, give them their privacy so that you don't have unreasonable searches and seizures. You don't give them justice in the Department of Justice. And if you want to violate the Tenth Amendment and the Ninth Amendment and say, we don't care what you say in local areas about medical marijuana, we're going to arrest you. We're going to overthrow that because the UN says so. If you're going to be that guy, Jeff Sessions, don't get out there and pretend that you're going to defend one half of the First Amendment or that you represent Christians in any way, shape, or form. Shame on you for kicking the medicine out of the hands of people who need it. Shame on you for locking people up for no crime whatsoever. You're the one who is committing the crime. You're the one who belongs in jail when you violate your oath of office, when you violate the Constitution you swore to. So don't make yourself a poster child for Christianity any more than these pedophile priests that we see everywhere. It's disgusting. But let's talk about what's going on with the FBI, because they're disgusting enough, and they have a long tradition of this. Let's understand that this organization was founded by one of the most reprehensible blackmailing little bureaucrats you could ever find anywhere. J. Edgar Hoover kept files on everybody. Every president talked about it. That's the history of the FBI, the federal bureaucracy of investigation that has now become the FIB, fibbing about everything. The FBI launched an investigation 2 years ago. They still found no collusion, of course, but they're now going to spin the narrative a little bit. As Breitbart points out, the collusion theory was first floated by Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook. You know, it was Hillary Clinton who came up with this. We got 17 intelligence agencies who all say the Russians did something to me. Don't pay attention to the information that's there on the internet. It was the Russians who did something to me. It's Russians versus me. I'm the good guy. The Russians are the bad guys. The Russians were Trump. That little phony red herring. So it was Hillary Clinton who created that. It was James Clapper, the liar, who repeated it. Then eventually he said, well, I don't want to commit perjury a second time. So he walked it back. But this whole idea about collusion came from her campaign manager, Robbie Mook, 2 days after the hacking of the DNC. And it wasn't a hacking. It was a whistleblowing of the DNC. Somebody handed those files over. If you don't believe me, listen to William Binney. He knows what he's talking about. He was the technical head globally of the NSA for decades. He said it couldn't possibly have been hacked. If you look at the file timestamp, he and others have proven that it was handed over on a thumb drive, exactly as the person who was working with WikiLeaks said. He said, I came here, a whistleblower handed me this stuff. So anyway. Mook told CNN's Jake Tapper, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go if you want to dish dirt and lies on President Trump and the Republican Party? You're going to go to CNN and Jake Tapper. Fake Jake. So Mook goes to fake Jake at CNN, and they said, look, it's Republicans who are working with Ukraine. Look at Trump. He's talking about NATO. Look, they hacked Hillary. Hillary is a hack and a hag. I think when you put all this together, he said it's a disturbing picture and voters need to reflect on that. He said that again to George Stephanopoulos. Again, somebody else that is former Clinton operative. Collusion theorists. I love that. These collusion theorists, that's the term that Breitbart used, collusion theorists often point to the number of indictments of special counsel Robert Mueller has issued so far against former campaign aides Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, Michael Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and Russians who ran the disinformation campaign, or, you know, the dirty dozen Russians. However, none of the indictments have anything to do with collusion or conspiracy between the campaign and Russia. But as they point out, collusion theorists like CNN, they have now become conspiracy theorists because now they're getting rid of the collusion word and they're using the other C word, conspiracy. And we have new emails showing that there really is a conspiracy. But Bloomberg is out there, just in case you don't realize that they have now changed the talking points. And you can see this top of Drudge Report, you know, collusion becomes conspiracy. And Bloomberg dutifully reports, forget collusion, conspiracy is the watchword. You guys got that? We're all going to talk about conspiracy now, okay? We can become conspiracy theorists. Anybody that disagreed with us, anybody that questioned the official story from the government on anything was always denounced as a conspiracy theorist. Tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. And now these people, as I called them a long time, I said, this is their conspiracy theory. Why won't anybody call it a conspiracy theory? Well, now they're owning up to it, and now they're calling it a conspiracy theory. You know, conspiracy is the most common charge against anybody. Every time the government comes against you for a crime, they'll always throw in their conspiracy about something. And so it's there. It's all there all the time. But you criticize the government, you're a conspiracy theorist. But now the collusion theorists have now become conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy to defraud the U.S. This is what Bloomberg is saying. Other headline. Forget collusion. Conspiracy is a new word. And we want everybody in the mainstream media to dutifully echo this for us. And they are. They are. This allegation of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. shows up in the allegations against Manafort and against the Dirty Dozen. So that's it. That's the new charge that they're coming up with. Conspiracy to defraud the U.S. The entire United States, Paul Manafort, conspired to defraud. And as we see that this has entered the echo chamber of the mainstream media, Kaepernick's attorney is now saying, there's a conspiracy between President Trump and Jerry Jones. I really know what's going on between Jerry Jones and the president and this anthem policy. This is a conspiracy to honor the flag and the veterans, and we can't have that. Colin Kaepernick's attorney. It's a conspiracy to keep you from paying any attention to the training and the policies of the police. They want a race war. They don't want to fix anything. And so there was an interesting back and forth yesterday. Let's play this clip while we still got time. This is Professor Stephen Cohen, and I've talked about him before. This is a guy, a professor emeritus. He studied Russian-American relations. And then you got Max Boot on CNN. Max Boot, a forever, never Trumper and a neocon. Here's this back and forth. I want you to hear this.
Pattern. The striking thing to me is that although he's willing to threaten North Korea, he's willing to threaten Iran, he never threatens Russia. And that's why a lot of intelligence officials think that there is something highly suspect in the relationship between Putin and Trump.
I have no idea what Mr. Boot is talking about. He wants Trump to threaten Russia. Why would we threaten Russia? You've got two nuclear
superpowers. Because they're attacking us. And Russia is attacking us.
Russia is in the media right now, according to Trump's own director of national intelligence.
Russia, I've been studying Russia for 45 years. I've lived in Russia and I've lived here.
And you've been consistently an apologist for Russia in those 45 years.
Russia hasn't... excuse me, what did you say to me?
All right, we're going to play this full exchange when we come back, because you got to hear this, and you got to hear this from the beginning. I won't talk over any of that stuff. But you hear what he said? He said, I've been studying this situation for 45 years. You know, he's about to say, every president has worked with the Russian president. Detente is a good thing. You got the world's two nuclear powers. And he goes, well, that just proves that you're a Russian agent. And he's going to give him a piece of his mind and a comeuppance to that neocon, Max Boot. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Yerba Mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want you to hear this exchange back and forth between a professor emeritus of foreign policy and a Council on Foreign Relations member, Max Boot, a neocon, a never-Trumper, and he takes him to the woodshed when he starts talking about it's a good thing for us to have detente. Remember detente? It's one of those things that everybody was praising. Oh, look, we got detente. That's a good thing. We got nuclear powers that have been increasingly threatening to destroy the planet. Yeah, you want to talk about global warming? It's called thermonuclear war. That's the real global warming you idiots ought to be concerned about, but you're not. You're concerned about what's coming out of my tailpipe when you can't pay any attention to what's coming out of the power plant. You think your electric car runs on unicorn farts? It's absolutely amazing. These people have no perspective on anything except the one that is fed to them by CNN. And people are getting sick and tired of this. I got a couple of polls here that came out, two different polls. One of them talking about the bias of the FBI, the federal biased investigators. And the other one talking about the mainstream media. You know, the American public isn't buying it. That's why you're trying to shut us down. And if you want to stop them from shutting us down, you can support us with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, folks, because we don't depend on their advertisers. It's very important to fund this program this way. It's very important to find our program on radio stations, on television stations. We've got a lot of them that cover what we do here at InfoWars, and support those sponsors of those radio stations and those television stations as well. But we also sell products directly, and we have some specials for you at some of our most popular products and some of our most valuable products in terms of nutritional support. Winter Sun, Secret 12. Winter Sun, our vitamin D formula. Of course, that's a liquid formula. And our Secret 12, vitamin B12. You don't have to get an injection. You can just put it, drop that under your tongue, and you can get the same effects that you get with vitamin B12 injection. Both of those are 40% off. Winter Sun and Secret 12, our vitamin D and vitamin B12 formulas. We also have several new fish oil products that you can take a look at. They are 25% off individually, or you can get the combo of all three of them for 40% off. And we have a special just for the listeners of this program. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee, you can get it 20% off if you use the code REALNEWS, REALNEWS, to save big. So that's our 100% organic Arabica blend coffee. As I pointed out in the last hour, you know, just smelling coffee, as I pointed out in a study that a bunch of grad students or people trying to get into grad school taking their math class. And so they did a test. Some of them, they let smell the coffee, wake up and smell the coffee. And it did wake them up, and they did significantly better just smelling the coffee. Imagine if you actually drink this delicious stuff, which I do every morning. So if you want to get 20% off your Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee, just use the code REALNEWS, and you can get that as a special offer. All right, so let's go back to this clip. You have Cohen yelling at this neocon, putting out all the talking points that you've been hearing for the last 2 years, all the lies that you hear on CNN, the lies you hear from these neocons, the lies from the CFR member. You can hear this, and this guy who actually has been studying the situation between Russia and America for 45 years pushes back and says, you don't have the first idea what you're talking about. I've studied this. I've lived in both places. Oh, that means you're a Russian agent. And he says, you are criminalizing diplomacy. Here's that exchange.
Pattern. The striking thing to me is that although he's willing to threaten North Korea, he's willing to threaten Iran, he never threatens Russia. And that's why a lot of intelligence officials think that there is something highly suspect in the relationship between Putin and Trump.
I have no idea what Mr. Buddha is talking about. He wants Trump to threaten Russia. Why would we threaten Russia? You've got two nuclear
superpowers. Because they're attacking us. Russia is attacking us, Professor Cohen. Russia is attacking us right now, according to Trump's own director of national intelligence.
Russia, I've been studying Russia for 45 years. I've lived in Russia and I've lived here.
And you've been consistently an apologist for Russia for 45 years.
Russia hasn't it. Excuse me, what did you say to me?
I said you've been consistently an apologist for Russia in those last 45 years.
Wow.
All right, I don't do defamation of people. I do serious analysis of serious national security problems. When people like you call people like me, and not only me, but people more eminent than me, apologists for Russia, because we don't agree with your analysis, you are criminalizing diplomacy and detente, and you are the threat to American national security in the story. Why do you have to defame somebody you don't agree with it? They used to do that in the old Soviet Union. We don't do that here. Well, we used to, but we need to stop it.
And we need to stop people like Max Boot. I could just play that clip over and over again. We should just finish the rest of the program running that as a loop. That pathetic shill for CNN and the Democrat Party and the national security state and the neocons and the military industrial complex, Max Boot. He goes, oh, well, you don't, you're trying to say that we need to have detente. Well, you are the problem. You are a Russian agent. And he comes back and says, excuse me? I don't defame people. I do serious analysis of serious national security problems, unlike you, Max Boot. They just took him down. That was Professor Stephen Cohen. He says, when people like you call people like me, and not only me, but people that are more eminent than me, apologists for Russia because we don't agree with your analysis. Hey, he was very respectful to Max Boot because Max Boot is not doing analysis. Max Boot is just simply doing defamation. And that's why he started out saying, you know, you're not analyzing anything. You're just defaming people. He says, because we don't agree with your, let's just say, your statements, not his analysis. You are criminalizing diplomacy and detente. You are the threat to the American national security. End of story. They used to do that in the old Soviet Union. That's why people who have studied the old Soviet Union, which, by the way, doesn't exist anymore. Many people need to look that up. You know, the Soviet Union actually fell with the wall. The Warsaw Pact that NATO was created to defend against, the Warsaw Pact fell with the Soviet Union. As a matter of fact, the Warsaw Pact nations, for the most part, have been absorbed into NATO. So what do we have NATO for anymore, right? It's absolutely insane what's going on with these people. But they want to keep people like Max Boot work for the military-industrial complex. Max Boot wants war. He wants thermonuclear war. That's called man-made global warming, folks. For all you millennial children out there, that's real man-made global warming. All right, so let's talk about what else is happening with Paul Manafort. You know, they've gone from collusion theorist to conspiracy theorist. And this is the question. Why hasn't the press reported that Paul Manafort was exonerated 8 years ago? Let's play video clip number three, because we've got Judge Napolitano making that very statement, saying it was Rod Rosenstein who looked at this stuff 8 years ago and said, nah, there's nothing there. Here's Judge Napolitano.
Paul Manafort's lawyers are former federal prosecutors who are every bit as talented and experienced as the people on the other side of the courtroom. One of their arguments is this. Paul Manafort was investigated by the federal government, by a team of federal prosecutors and FBI agents for all this stuff 8 years ago, and they exonerated him. And who was the young prosecutor that led that exoneration? Rod Rosenstein, who now runs the Justice Department. And they have threatened to call Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein as their first witness and have him give to the jury all the reasons why he declined the prosecution of these charges 8 years ago.
Explain to us why you didn't think there was anything there and now you do. Because this is coming from Rod Rosenstein. That's why President Trump said earlier today, Sessions needs to get rid of Rosenstein right now. Because we've had Mueller's team confess that Rosenstein was the one who gave Mueller the okay to probe and to indict Manafort. You understand this? So, as Judge Napolitano said, 8 years ago, Rod Rosenstein looked at these same charges, said there's nothing here, forget about it. 8 years later, Rosenstein says to Mueller, investigate him for the stuff that I refused to charge him for. It was Rod Rosenstein specifically who authorized Special Counsel Bob Mueller to investigate the Trump campaign. And he's got just the man to do it. He's got Bob Mueller, who, if you don't remember, has a long history of false prosecutions. You know, there was that time, pointed out by Global Research, there was that time early in his career that Bob Mueller, as a U.S. attorney in Boston during the mid-80s, falsely convicted four men for murders that they didn't commit in order to protect an FBI informant, mobster James Whitey Bulger. And that's according to the Boston Globe. And many other things. He ruined people's lives with financial prosecutions that were eventually overturned with prejudice. So when Rod Rosenstein wants to come after President Trump by going through Paul Manafort, he goes, you know what? I think we can squeeze this guy. There were some charges. Yeah, there's nothing to him. I looked at him 8 years ago. I didn't do anything about it. But Bob, you're my man. You go after the innocent, and you can get convictions on the innocent. You do that.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey,
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. So the question is, why haven't you heard this?
Well, because this information just came out that Judge Napolitano was putting out there, but also because it's not going to be reported by CNN, the Washington Post, New York Times, and so forth. But the fact is that Rod Rosenstein, and this was a previously undisclosed memo. This memo was disclosed on Monday. And it's taken a little bit of time for people to notice that this is what came out. And in this memo, we learn that Mueller's team, which now gives the memo that they had kept secret before, maybe they're starting to get concerned. Maybe they're starting to get concerned because Mueller's got such a history, as I pointed out, of so many false convictions. Maybe they're concerned, hey, this thing's going to blow back on us. We don't really have anything here. And we need to make sure that everybody understands that it was Rosenstein who stuck us on this job. And so they showed this previously undisclosed memo in federal court on Monday in Washington, and it showed that a few months after Mueller was appointed last May, Rosenstein gave him explicit authority to target Manafort over financial aspects of his lobbying work for the Ukrainian government. Now, these are charges that we, as Judge Napolitano pointed out, he should be the very first witness, Rosenstein should, say, you looked at all this 8 years ago, and you chose not to prosecute. Why? Why now? Why now? It's just now coming out because this memo was just released on Monday. I want to play for you a back and forth between Tucker Carlson and Alan Dershowitz because, folks, this is why. This is why. We all know it, but they spell it out perfectly. And Tucker talks about the way that they're coming after Paul Manafort, which is completely, completely different than it is for anybody else charged with these same crimes. Because, you know, on the animal farm, all animals are equal, but others are more equal than other animals. And here's Tucker Carlson and Alan Dershowitz.
The government isn't even suggesting that Manafort stole money from a bank. They're saying he was dishonest on loan applications. For that, solitary confinement and 305 years in prison. Well, if you're confused, maybe this will clear up the story for you. The prosecutor leading the case against Paul Manafort is named Andrew Weissman. He's an enthusiastic Democratic partisan. He was a guest at Hillary Clinton's election night party in New York. Now he's trying to send Donald Trump's campaign manager to prison for life on a tax charge. For perspective on that, the average sentence for tax fraud in this country is a year and 3 months. It can be much longer, though, if you have the wrong politics, apparently. Alan Dershowitz is a retired Harvard Law School professor, the author of The Case Against Impeaching Trump. He joins us tonight. Professor, I'm going to make the obvious disclaimer. I don't know Paul Manafort. I'm certainly not going to vouch for his ethics. But looking at this pretty carefully, this is a case about tax evasion and bank fraud. And he's getting a sentence, or he's threatened with a sentence that is so disproportionate compared to the average that it makes you wonder, like, what is going on here?
Well, it's very simple. His crime is being associated with Donald Trump. And don't listen to me on this. Listen to Judge Ellis, the judge who's presiding over the case. The judge ruled and said they're not interested in Manafort. Mueller is not interested in Manafort. They're just trying to get him convicted so they can squeeze him. And if you squeeze a witness, not only does the witness sing, but sometimes, according to the judge, the witness composes. That is, he becomes creative. He makes up information. He elaborates. Because they know the better the story, the better the deal. So this trial today is not about Manafort. If Manafort hadn't been associated with the Trump campaign, he'd be out in New York or wherever doing his business. It's an attempt to convict him of whatever they can possibly find against him, no matter how unrelated it is to the Mueller probe, in order to squeeze him and get him to sing and maybe even compose.
You understand how that is happening? Think about the fact they've got a guy who is accused of things that are nonviolent. First time he's been accused. And they want to put him in solitary confinement. And they want to send him to jail for 305 years for a crime that the average term is just over a year. This is what we saw with all the political prisoners. It's what we have seen with the Bundys. It's what we saw with Ross Ulbricht. It's what we saw with the Hammonds.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. At the last segment, you heard Tucker Carlson and Alan Dershowitz. On Tucker Carlson's show last night, Alan Dershowitz said, it's quite obvious the reason that they're coming after Paul Manafort is because they want to get to President Trump. He wouldn't be there if he hadn't been associated with Donald Trump. They want to squeeze him, and they want him to sing, maybe even compose. In other words, tell us what you know. And if you don't know anything, and if nothing happened, make something up. Compose it. That's really what they're after. This is what Mueller has done throughout his career. Multiple high-profile convictions that were subsequently overturned, convictions of innocent people. And as we look at the way that they're coming after Paul Manafort, the very idea they're going to put him in solitary confinement echoes what they were doing to the Bundys, for example. Very harsh treatment. As Ammon Bundy, when he came on here, talked about, he said, yeah, I was beaten by guards. They chipped my hip, still having a problem with that and so forth. Starving them and so forth. That's what they're trying to do to Paul Manafort. Putting him in solitary confinement. A white-collar criminal trying to put him in jail for over 305 years for a crime that the average sentence is just over a year. You know, we have a constitution that protects people against excessive penalties. And they overthrow that constitution when they get involved in political persecution. And that's precisely what this is. And Alan Dershowitz pointed it out, that they're coming after him, not because of anything he did. But I find it interesting what the mainstream media is doing and their tact about this. The tact that the mainstream media is putting out is typical here, as we see with The Guardian. They're the same people who, as I reported at the beginning of the program, Tommy Robinson was released today. And so they talked about the appellate judge and said, this judge was wrong. She rushed to judgment on this thing. Yeah, obviously, you know, locked him up in jail, sentenced him to 13 months the same afternoon. Rushed to judgment, put him in jail for something that was beyond what he was supposedly violated some conditions on a previous conviction. Said it didn't have anything to do with it. It was outside the scope of those orders. And rushed this to judgment. It was done with prejudice. They reported that, but they didn't report the fact that that judge then put a gag order on the media like The Guardian. And The Guardian, like the little lapdog of the government, said absolutely nothing about the fact that they had been gagged. Because the judge realized the mistake after a couple of days and said, oh, wait a minute. I know that if I take this off, The Guardian and The Daily Mail and the BBC, they will all take my side in this. They'll all tell everybody that he committed a crime. Well, now the judge has said he didn't commit a crime. And so they have been proven to be liars. They don't stand up for freedom of the freedom of the press or freedom of speech. They don't have a backbone. They lied to the people covering up for that judge's injustice. And they won't talk about the fact that the judge shut them down and shut down freedom of the press and freedom of speech. And so now we got that same Guardian coming out doing an attack on Paul Manafort. Manafort put himself above the law to fund his expensive tastes. And so they talk about how he had a $21,000 watch, a $15,000 jacket made out of ostrich, and $6 million worth of property paid for in cash. So when they don't have anything, they play the envy card. This is what the Democrats always do. The envy card. Oh yeah, he's had a lot of money. Look at this. And you know, maybe he did something wrong. But when you look at a 305-year sentence that they're coming after him for, when they typically give people 1 year, when they put him in solitary confinement, when they start smearing him like this in public, Alan Dershowitz said they wouldn't be coming after him at all for what happened. All these people were saying, look, he didn't do anything that all of the lobbyists in Washington don't do. Now, you may not like lobbyists. I don't like lobbyists. Excessive amount of money? Yeah, but they're all doing it. But Podesta gets a pass because he was Hillary's campaign manager. And then you get the guy that worked with Paul Manafort gets a pass because he worked for Bernie Sanders and because both of them will testify against Paul Manafort. So they don't get prosecuted for this. And you want to talk about cash? Oh, is it amazing that he paid for something in cash? That must mean that he's a criminal, right? Take a look at this story that I haven't talked about this yet, but it was on the Drudge Report 2 or 3 days ago. The government seized $29,000 of mine when I did nothing wrong. It's not just the wealthy people that they don't pay any attention to due process on. And the first case of civil asset forfeiture that I ever saw was a black man who had a nursery business. And what he would do is he would fly, it was somewhere in the mid-Atlantic states. He would fly, buy a ticket. He'd fly down. He would, rent a truck and get a lot of product and fly back. And he was paying for everything in cash. He showed up and paid for his airline ticket in cash. Oh, that's a red flag. This is the days before the TSA. This is early 90s. And so they call the cops on him. So we think this guy is a drug dealer. He's a black man with cash. Better get that cash. They took the cash. He said, wait a minute. I've never been convicted. I'm not buying drugs, and I can show you that I've done this many times before. Everybody knows me. They know my business and so forth. Sorry, we're not charging you with any crimes because he hadn't committed any crimes. They're not going to charge him with any crimes. They're not going to give him a day in court. They're just going to take his cash, you know, kind of like what they did with Ross Ulbricht. Said, we're going to allege that there was murder for hire conducted on your website, and we're going to allege that you did that, and we're going to leave those charges out there while we have your trial, and then the judge is going to use those untried, unproven allegations to give you 3 consecutive life sentences so you can never get out of jail. And then if you appeal that, we're going to still leave those charges there in a Maryland court. These allegations, we never took it to court, left it there for 5 years. And then after 5 years, after you've exhausted your appeals at the Supreme Court, now we'll remove those allegations. Because, you know, they were just there to smear you in the press and smear you in the appeal court process. So now we don't need them anymore. And so similar thing happened to this guy. Yuba City, California, CBS reports it. A Yuba City man says law enforcement confiscated his money, but he didn't commit a crime. A Yuba City resident, Josh Gingerich, buys and flips trucks. It's not Gingrich, it's Gingrich. A recent buying trip to do that cost him a bag of cash. So instead of this black man that we had before, and I don't know if this guy's white or black, the black man who would take his cash and he would fly to another town, he'd buy a bunch of nursery products, he'd rent a truck and drive it back. This guy is buying and selling trucks, and he's doing it with cash. The cash was seized by the DEA at the airport. He said it was a little over $29,000, no marijuana, no drugs. He believes an airport TSA agent saw the money in his backpack and tipped off the other thieves that are part of our law enforcement corruption organizations here. He said they take you down to a dingy basement room. No cameras, no nothing. He said he was set up by the officers who he says claimed to smell marijuana on a plastic bag filled with dirty laundry in his backpack. He said officers dumped the clothes, filled the bag with cash, then brought it back to a drug dog. He said they can do whatever they want. Within the United States, it is still legal to carry cash, says Benjamin Ruddle of the ACLU. So why are they using this against Paul Manafort? He had cash. He paid cash for some of this stuff. This guy, he paid cash. The nursery man, he paid cash. Lock him up. No, cash is still technically legal. It's just that the thieves that we call law enforcement officers will steal it, and you'll have to sue them to get it back because they won't give you due process. They will charge your cash. It'll look at, they'll write up a formal document. It'll say the U.S. government versus $9,000 in cash. Or the U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. Or the U.S. government versus this particular house or this particular car. They charge an inanimate object with being an accessory to a suspected crime. And then you, they call it civil asset forfeiture, and they say, we don't have to give you the presumption of innocence. We don't have to give you due process because we're calling it a civil crime instead of a criminal crime. So you will have to hire a lawyer and sue us in court. That's why the little guys who had $3.2 billion in seizures in just 9 years, do that. And the guy who was leading this has done this 27 times. He's had complaints against him for overstepping the law. Six of those 27 times were for illegal searches and confiscations. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16-ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist-recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There was an interesting exchange yesterday that was a senator from Hawaii. I've never seen her before. Mazie Hirono. And you're not going to believe what she had to say. They had the ICE Executive Assistant Director, Matthew Albence. He was testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, answering questions from them. And I want you to hear this exchange because this senator doesn't know that there is such a thing called immigration law. She thinks this is stuff that's just being made up by President Trump. And this ICE director, or executive assistant director is the title, associate director, he sets her straight on what the law really is. Here's that exchange between a Democrat senator who doesn't know that people have broken the law when they come in the country illegally, and the ICE executive deputy director, Matthew Albence.
Mr. Albence, would you send your child to FRCs?
Again, I think we're missing the point. These individuals are there because they have broken a law. There has to be a process.
They have broken a law only as deemed so by the president with his...
No, ma'am. They're there for violation of Title 8 of the immigration of the U.S. Nationality Act. Okay, they're 8 U.S.C. 1325. That's illegal entry is both a criminal and civil violation. They are in those FRCs pending the outcome of that civil immigration process. They have broken the law.
Well, these are mainly, my understanding is that under zero tolerance, these are no longer civil proceedings, but in fact, were criminal proceedings.
They're both, they were criminal proceedings when the Border Patrol prosecuted them, but at the conclusion of that process, once the individual came into ICE custody, they would go through administrative proceedings.
I'm confused.
Okay. So the criminal proceeding is an individual being prosecuted for the criminal violation of improper entry.
Okay. Here's how it works, Senator Hirono. We have laws. We have borders. When people violate our borders and violate our laws, as he explained to you and even read you the code, Senator Hirono, they violated Title 8 of the U.S. Nationality Act, USC 1325. Look it up in your spare time if you're confused, as she said. I'm confused. First thing she said to him, would you send your children to this? He should have turned around and said, Senator, why are you encouraging foreign nationals to violate the law, to violate our border, to endanger their children? And why are you complaining about the fact that while we are evaluating their condition and evaluating whether these are even their children, because there's so much child trafficking happening at the border, why are you encouraging this policy? Why are you encouraging people to commit child endangerment. You know, when somebody is locked up like this, we have to know who they are. We got to determine who their kids are. They have broken the law. And so then the other thing that comes out is the statement by President Trump last night. You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. Well, you should need an ID to vote. That's what he had to say. And so now you've got the Hill and other people saying, Trump, here's what they make of this. Trump claims that a picture ID is required to buy groceries. No, you idiots. We've all stood in a grocery line and impatiently tapped our toes while somebody fills out a check and shows them their driver's license ID card. Maybe the people at the Hill haven't done that. Maybe they're kind of like George H.W. Bush, who was totally amazed when he saw barcode scanners in the grocery store that one time that he went to one, that he didn't have his butler go buy the stuff for him. You know, President Trump's been in a grocery store. He knows what happens. Most people would still pay for their checks. If they do it once a week, it's a big bill, so they'd write out a check for it. And we'd all have to sit there and wait for them to show ID. And that's what he's talking about. They try to make something else out of it. The real point that they don't want to talk about is at the headlines of Fox News. Names of non-U.S. citizens are increasingly found on voter rolls. You know when I talked about this? I said, hey, we're going to let openly brag about the fact that we're going to let foreign citizens vote in domestic elections in San Francisco and other places in California. They want them to do that. It's going to be school elections. They want the parents involved. They want the parents to say how much money is going to be spent, foreign parents telling us how much taxes we're going to pay to build schools for the foreign children that the foreign parents bring in for us to educate for free, for their free education. They're going to determine the level of taxation, how many schools, what level they're going to be built, and they get to vote in that. Now, the interesting thing about this was, you know, when I talked about this, I said, hey, let's just give the Russians the right to vote in the elections. The Russians aren't demanding that I build schools for their children. And if you're worried about the Russians hacking the election, just go ahead and stop all the hand-wringing and everything, because we know that with the electronic voting machines and websites and so forth, people can get in these things and put the stuff around. In this article where they talk about names of non-U.S. citizens increasingly found on voter rolls, guess what the first person that they talk about is? A Russian. Not a Mexican, not a Guatemalan, not a Venezuelan, a Russian citizen. Elizaveta Shuvalova, I think is the way you pronounce her name. A Russian citizen who became a U.S. citizen only last year. See, she's a U.S. citizen. Okay? Now, that's the difference. It's a Russian citizen who became a U.S. citizen. Not a foreign citizen from Mexico or Guatemala or whatever, who still isn't an American citizen, but they're going to let him vote. She was registered as an eligible voter in 2012, and she was added to the San Francisco voter rolls then. So she was added to the voting rolls in 2012 before she became an eligible voter in 2017, 5 years before. She was perplexed to find herself in the voter rolls, saying she wasn't an American citizen at the time, and she didn't even register to vote. She says, I've never registered to vote here in America. I've never registered for anything in my entire life. This is news to me. And then it got to be more interesting. As she looked in there, she saw that she was signed up as a Democrat in July of 2012. Hey, we got a name of a Russian person who is here for school or whatever. And let's put her on the voting rolls and register as a Democrat because we can use that. And she was surprised to see that, even though she has now become an American citizen. She says, it was definitely a shocker to me. It's like identity fraud because this is not coming from my end. And they put her on as a Democrat. And I've told you before how, in that same election in 2012 in North Carolina, you don't have to show any ID there. No. Not like the grocery store. In 2012, a friend of my brother-in-law came back, went down to vote, and of course, you can vote early and vote often in North Carolina because all you need is a name and an address, and they have the longest voting period anywhere in the country. And as they tried to change it, the Democrats said, but the Confederacy, and shut down that stuff. He went to vote, this friend of my brother-in-law, and they looked down, and gave him a name, gave him an address. They said, oh, you've already voted. He said, what? No, I haven't voted. Oh, and this other person at your address has already voted. And they gave him the name of his mother, who was deceased. And so both he and his dead mother had already voted in the election because they don't have any voter IDs in North Carolina because, you know, it would be racist, that racist South. Absolutely amazing. We have, as a matter of fact, there's some pushback against Nikki Haley's purge of history, the real history that happened with the Civil War that they don't want you to see. It's not enough that the government writes the textbooks and has lied to people for 150 years. Nikki Haley used Dylann Roof as a poster child to purge everything about history, not just Confederate history, not just Civil War history, but going back to Christopher Columbus. It all began with Nikki Haley. In Tennessee, they have increased by 73% the number of people wanting Sons of Confederate Veterans tags. And you know what else they've done? They've added "In God We Trust" in the schools. Go for it, Tennessee. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Lionel. Always great to have Lionel on Wednesdays. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, and on Twitter, at Lionel Media. He also has a website, lionelmedia.com. And both Lionel and I are from Tampa. That's our hometown, our alma mater. And President Trump was in Tampa last night. What do you think about that, Lionel? He was there. He was talking about Christmas in July.
He was phenomenal. By the way, were you born in Tampa, or you just lived there?
Oh, yeah. I was born in Tampa. I lived there till I was 25.
You were in Tampeño. Oh, my God.
Family in Florida goes back, like, you know, back to the time when Tampa only had like 80 people there, you know, and Fort Myers was really a fort. So.
Well, also, you know, we're known officially as a cracker.
Yeah.
And in some circles, that is a racist term. One time years ago, I had a fellow who was exceedingly screaming at me, and he called me and said, "You dumb cracker." I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, yes," and I had no clue at the time. Anyway, but that's
I never knew what that was. I thought they mean like Cracker Jack or what?
Well, I remember that supposedly the frontiersmen cracked their whip, and anywho. David, I want to give you this great line, which I have been thinking about, and this was the most, you know, that ask not what your country can do, blah, 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 blah. Listen to this one. President Trump said, "It's a lot easier to act presidential than to do what I do."
Oh,
and just think about that
that's
one.
Right. That's very profound.
When I heard it last night, I said, yes. David, let me say something. Let us take our hat off. I know people think that I can't speak for you, but people think I'm some kind of a sycophantic, some bootlicker, some toady, some obsequious, fawning, you know, Trump acolyte. And I am not. I'm telling you. I didn't vote for him. I voted for me. But I am absolutely, I did. But I am absolutely amazed at the genius he shows when he is on the stump, when he is on the Hustings, or whatever that is called. And when he speaks to people, and he takes the, you know, the prompter away and all this stuff, it is genius. Genius, I say. And what I say
to you, that was very profound what he had to say. You know, he said, in other words, he's really getting stuff done, and he could act like he's above the fray, and he could have speechwriters and could just stick to the script. But he does the stuff that makes him susceptible to criticism in order to get things done.
Right. And because he's not acting like Raymond Massey or Gregory Peck. And they're literally, that's all they have to do. Now, I am in agreement with everything that he's doing. Believe me when I tell you that. Number one, I will tell you, I think sometimes his foreign policy is insane. Why Jeff Sessions is even there. I mean, you could take a potted plant and you could put him there and at least have something to look at with the plant.
Well, Jeff Sessions wouldn't like the potted plant. He would want to arrest you if you had that potted
plant. Yeah, the pot and the plant. I think Pompeo is insane when he talks about Julian Assange. I think how Trump basically sided with that insane Skripal nonsense about this poisoning. That didn't make any sense. Yeah. The Syrian bombing stuff. He wants to he wants to imprison or execute drug dealers. And okay, fine. Yeah. So eliminate that. So there goes any idea that you have that I'm a kind of a rubber stamp Trumper.
Yeah, but when you look at some of the stuff that they freaked out about, I don't know if you saw the clip where you had the back and forth between Max Boot, who is a never-Trumper neocon CFR guy, and a guy who actually has studied U.S.-Russian relationships, Professor Cohen. Yeah. And so this guy's throwing out all the talking points, and when he says, "Well, I've actually studied this for 45 years, and I've lived in both countries," "Oh, that means that you're a Russian agent." And so he says, "Shut up about this." And he started by saying, "Well, Trump doesn't criticize Russia enough. He should threaten them." And these are the people who freak out when President Trump says to Little Rocket Man, "I've got a button on my desk, and mine is bigger, and it works." And the New York Times takes that literally and says, He doesn't have a button literally on his desk. And then when he screams in all caps at Iran, they freak out about that. And then when he says last night in Tampa, he says, hey, you need an ID to buy groceries. I go, look, he thinks that you need an ID to buy groceries. No, you need an ID to cash the check to buy the groceries. I mean, it's just the way that they spin everything that he says.
I don't understand why Steve, this is quite the estimable, Russian scholar. He's the spouse of Katrina Vandenhoevel, who this is a guy who's not at all pro-Trump. He voted for, Obama and whatever. But I got to ask Cohen, and I want to ask everybody this. Why is he on CNN? Why is anybody on CNN? Let me also ask you this. I'm getting really tired.
Come on my program. Except it wouldn't be as interesting as when he's taking down Max Boot and CNN. I love the fact that he did that.
Who is Max Boot? Give Boot the boot, Das Boot. Who is this guy? It doesn't matter. Why are you on this stupid, silly show trying to help these guys out? And I got to also tell you something. As much as we love Fox News, and God bless them for this, may I please ask everybody, enough with the Manafort case. We know if he had nothing to do with Trump, stop talking about it.
Well, I just want to see his $15,000 ostrich suit. I mean, wouldn't you like to see Manafort in an ostrich suit? I would certainly like to see that.
What is this case about? And I also, let me tell you this. Can you tell me one show that Alan Dershowitz has not been on plugging his book? Not one. He's on DIY. He's on the Gains about the Flip Your House. And by the way, here's my book. How not to say you again. What are
Next,
we
I'll have
doing?
Him reading questions on Jeopardy like Nancy Pelosi, right?
Right. This is not important. And I'm also saying, and I love this. It's like, look, Judge Napolitano, great. Joe DiGenova, great. Jonathan Turley, great. Dershowitz, great. Enough with this.
Yeah.
You told me it has nothing to do with Trump. Let's talk about, David, there's some other stuff going around. Oh, I don't know. In the world, like, for example, Hollywood. Now, that's not a good enough one. I don't understand, and I wish somebody would tell me, please tell me why my friend and America's friend, Roseanne, gets booted for a tweet. Nobody understood. Yeah. One tweet. You're out! You're out! Yeah. Can I explain it? No! Get out! Okay, fine. Right. This guy tweets about, I don't even want to talk about what he's tweeting about. What's bad? Well, I don't even want to tell you. Okay, fine. Yeah. So anyway.
James Gunn, and then we see this other tweet about Melania, calling her a hooker and so forth. I mean, it's like, as I said, on Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others,
Stop! Don't say Animal Farm. Let me explain this. See, this is a problem
Stay
too.
Away from animal analogies, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what happened. And I can tell you this much. Going back, this drives me crazy. And I told Roseanne, and people know this, I said, first of all, you're crazy if you think anybody's going to understand or even care about what you're saying, because they're not. Number one, she said, now just follow me on this one. I know we're kind of tangential, but it's important. Number one, she says, I didn't know Valerie Jarrett was black. Okay, right, wrong, stupid, whatever it is. Now, if you don't know somebody's black, if I said to you, hey, such and such about Israel, and you said, wait a minute, I'm Jewish. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Not that it matters. But how can I be accused of being racist to you? If I don't know you're the subject matter, maybe what I'm talking about might be bad, but I've got to know who the person is. That's number one. They don't care. She didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. Number two, she tried to, and that's why you mentioned Animal Farm. She refers to this dystopian world, this thing that's involved in apes, Planet of the Apes. Apes being the soldiers and that sort of thing, the chimps being the scientists, and the orangutans being the politicians. And she is always talking about this dystopian world and blah, blah, blah. So what did they do? They plugged in the algorithm machine. Valerie Jarrett, plus Planet of the Apes, bing, racist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meanwhile, later on, I'll hold that thought.
Okay, all right, we're going to come right back, and we're going to finish the thought about how Twitter takes down Roseanne Barr. And again, it's absolutely amazing when we see the kinds of things that were said very specifically attacking in very vulgar ways, because, you can they encourage people to get sexual with their attacks. Just don't get racial with the attacks, or even if something that they can construe that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us. David Knight with Lionel.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society.
Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they feel. Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and Lionel is with me on the line, and we're going to talk a little bit more about where we left off, and that is the double standard that we're seeing throughout our society, but especially in Hollywood and on the anti-social media sites, because they are anti-social. They make you anti-social if you sit there and stare into your black mirror instead of engaging with other people. But then they also shut down in a blatant double standard the speech that is there. I just want to mention real quickly the products, however, that we are selling at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a couple of specials. We have Winter Sun, our vitamin D, and Secret 12, our vitamin B12, both of those 40% off. We have some new fish oil products, three of them, as a matter of fact. You can get them 25% off, or you can get the combo for 40% off. And finally, we have 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. That's our 100% organic Arabica blend coffee. And you can get that 20% off. Just use the code REALNEWS. That's a special just for our listeners. Use the code REALNEWS to get 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. And again, as I was pointing out, you can score significantly higher on your math tests than the Democrats or even fellow Republicans if you just smell coffee, let alone think what it'll do to your test scores if you actually drink this delicious stuff. 20% off with the code REALNEWS. Now, as we were going to break, Lionel, we were talking about what they did to Roseanne. And just today, we had a congressional candidate. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him any attention that he desperately wants. But he's a congressional candidate somewhere in the country. And he basically called First Lady Melania Trump a hooker. And that is a Civil War reference that Nikki Haley would not understand. And this is in response to a tweet that was put out by Charlie Kirk saying that there's only five staffers dedicated to Melania Trump versus 44 staffers who served Michelle Obama. And he puts that out, and he's proud of the fact when people call him on that. Twitter says, nope, no strike. And he says, yeah, we got this thing called the First Amendment. Well, you know, it's not the First Amendment. It's the double standard, isn't it?
Well, not only is it that, but, you know, I got to tell you, every time I talk to you, and I love the Black Mirror reference. I've never heard that. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's not a phone we stare into. How many times have people used it, you know, if you have to prep or whatever it is. But, you know, it's not so much a double standard, which of course, is so un-American, it's not even funny. We even dedicated an entire constitutional amendment, the 14th, to it, you know, equal protection. But it's the idea that Roseanne can say this, and she is told, you are done.
Yeah.
And yet, these other people said, well, if you don't like this tweet from, and by the way, I'm not for anybody being fired.
No.
Unless they want to think that. But you go through this list and you say, okay, what about this tweet? Okay, I've got 9,000 more. You got how many? 9,000. 9,000? Yeah. What about this one about kids, whatever? Well, listen, that's edgy. Now, David, for $25,000 in a new car, what if somebody said, wait a minute, I found something. I found a gun tweet here. 4 years ago, he used the N-word. Wait a minute. He did what? Yeah, the other 10,000 tweets about despicable activities, that's okay. But, and it's this weird hierarchy.
Right.
Is like, oh, was that edgy? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I saw an N-word, but somebody else said the N-word, but they're Black and they can say it. Oh, that's okay. Wait a minute. What? Then recently, they're now trying to rehash this Trevor Noah and something he said about a massacre in 2013. And I've been saying, listen, there's got to be a statute of limitations, number one, to some of these things.
On Twitter.
Number one, maybe, maybe. But number two, I said, for somebody who's involved in comedy, never joke about anything that's called the massacre. I'm just call me funny. Don't be, not a good idea. Hey, what about any massacre jokes? You know, is it too soon? Mrs. Lincoln, you know,
is
like,
it too soon? That's always too soon with the massacre jokes.
Massacre jokes, I'm going to stay away from. So there's this double standard. And I'm feeling like this fellow Eric Bren, who used to spin the plates on Ed Sullivan, because there's like 50,000 issues. I don't understand. They freed Tommy Robinson today. They go, oh, now I'm going to read that one.
I know. But before we leave the Twitter stuff and the free speech and stuff, there was an article today, okay, KATU, somebody put up a sign in Oregon. Pedophiles are people too. Now they put that up next to a school and people said, well, that's reprehensible because that was meant to stigmatize and stereotype LGBTQ PRSD people, right? Maybe they were just being sarcastic like James Gunn. I mean, how do we know that they weren't just being edgy with their humor, right? And being sarcastic.
You try being edgy with racism or you know, the dread N-word. Let me also tell you something, too. And if you really want to get down to it, why aren't we talking about the kids that are lost to CPS? What about these kids who are missing in Iowa? Now, if all of a sudden I said, listen, nobody cares about kids missing in Iowa. Call them coyotes. What? You notice how we love coyote stories? Here in New York, they'll stop everything. There's a coyote in Central Park. You're worried about that? There's everything. No, I mean, so it's weird.
That's the four-legged kind, right? Because they don't care right. if it's a two-legged
right,
kind of
right,
coyote,
right, right, right.
Doing human
trafficking. So here we go. We have this thing where we say, these people, these children who were separated from, and I'm not trying to mock him, but say, how about kids who were separated now, American kids, who were put into a system, CPS and otherwise, that nobody knows anything about? What about that? Does that mean anything to you? And they say no. So what we have here, again, going back, and let me throw another little plate on the spinning plate there. You've got the president asking Jeff Sessions to do something. Excuse me. He's what? He's asking Jeff Sessions. I mean, this. So we have right now. I've never seen anything like this. 30 years I've been doing this. Let me tell you something. You remember this when Bill Clinton was running. I mean, was in the whole impeachment thing. Well, I mean, people talked about it, but there wasn't this froth and Clinton derangement syndrome then. They didn't like Ronald Reagan, so they didn't like him. Okay, fine. Never got this. Nixon. We were in high school then. Nixon. Remember that one summer, the Watergate hearings? It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
LBJ. I mean, they hated Nixon because of Vietnam, but it wasn't. It was, well, we don't like him because of this. We don't like him because of that. Now you've got this diffuse anger that nobody can identify. And speaking of diffuse anger, I'm going to make this even more complicated. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is my favorite because, David, I've got a friend of mine.
Miss who South was a, America.
I've got a friend of mine who was a bona fide, actual, I would say card-carrying, but Marxist. Not a communist, but a socialist Marxist. Very nice. And he always says, you know,
I don't understand the difference between a card-carrying Marxist and a communist.
No. Communist is like an ideal kind of thing. Marxism, mm-hmm. like you get into it, like one. Oh, I've been through this before. They're pretty much the same, but not really. Anyway, he's listening to her and he's furious. He said, don't call her socialist. She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
The Trotsky wing.
Yeah, it's not about free stuff. He goes, where did this free stuff, a controlled economy? Anyway, by the way, the same group of people, you're going to love this one. This is how nuts it is. The same group of people who meet, and it's not against the law, but who talk and whatever, in many respects, love Trump because he's looking out for the common man, for the working man. Yeah. Did you ever
see? The guy who had tears in his eyes because he got his job back. He really was one of the people who had to work two jobs. Why? Because the Democrats had shut down the steel mill. And she's out there saying, well, you know, half the people have got two jobs. No, it's only 5%, but never let facts get in the way.
And did you ever think, I mean, what if you had been, God forbid, in a coma? And we bring you back right now, and you look around for the first time, and you're saying, what the hell is this all about? You would, first of all, if I told you Trump was president, you would probably go back into the coma. But if you're looking around and says, what are the Democrats?
Back to the future or something, yeah.
But right now, you have an incoherent, completely schizoid Democratic Party, with all due respect to schizoids. You have this double standard. You've got Hollywood that's unraveling, and we didn't even mention the whole Les Moonves thing, which we've known about for the past 8 months, ready for this thing to hit. Now, mm-hmm. do you see how Hollywood, we're not talking about, you know, studios, we're talking about the major feeder systems for this particular ideology. We're talking about the propaganda machine. Frank Zappa one time said that Hollywood was the entertainment division of the Pentagon. Well, paraphrasing that, Hollywood and subsidiary media are propaganda centers that produce like a sausage machine, this anti-Trump hysteria. That's falling apart right now. Social media. And here's the best one. There was an article about Google going into China and they're saying, are you going to be using the censoring programs to comply with Chinese censorship? I say, use the one you've got here. You don't need to go to him. What are you talking about? They're actually writing that there's some special censorship they got to deal with. So, it is.
That's just the Chinese are more open about it. And, you know, they want to put their stuff out there, openly do it so they can brag about their censorship, brag about their surveillance systems, brag about their biometric matching so they can sell it here, you know, and beat Amazon because Amazon's working on the same thing, too. All right. Thanks for joining us, Lionel. And thank you for joining us. That concludes our program for today.